The U.S. Air Force has for decades played an aerial game of cat and mouse with Russian pilots who fly military aircraft near Alaska's coasts. But NORAD Commander General Glenn Van Herk says the increased number of Russian aircraft interceptions this year, following years of military buildup on their side of the Bering Sea, suggests they're trying to probe for weakness in U.S. defenses. And Senator Dan Sullivan says last month's interception of three aircraft formations, all approaching Alaska from three different directions at once, proves the general's point.
I think it's a ratcheting up that we might see more regular, and we need to be able to confront it and protect our interests here.
Sullivan says a large Russian naval exercise that was going on in the western Bering Sea at the same time of the triple aircraft intercept demonstrates that the Arctic's become a flashpoint where two major military powers bump up against each other.
The Russians are very open and transparent about what they see as this sphere of influence for them. How they see it critical, not just to their national security, but their economic security.
Sullivan said Monday in an online forum sponsored by the Wilson Center's Polar Institute that the Pentagon's most recent national defense strategy foresaw the rivalry in the Arctic as part of what it called the rise of so-called great power competition between the United States and its so-called near-peer rivals, namely Russia, but also China, which calls itself a near-Arctic state because it wants access to the region's natural resources and its transpolar shipping routes that have become increasingly free of sea ice due to the warming climate.
There's no doubt in my mind that the great power competition that is predicted and has arrived in the Arctic.
Sullivan says the U.S. military is beefing up its presence in Alaska in response to the Russian buildup, with, among other things, two new squadrons of advanced F-35 stealth fighters at Eielson Air Force Base. He says the F-35s, along with other so-called fifth-generation F-22 fighters at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, will enable the U.S. to project power far beyond the Arctic.
With the F-35s coming to Eielson, the F-22s at Jaeger, and we'll have over 100 fifth-generation fighters located in Alaska.
Sullivan says the buildup in Alaska's defenses also includes more Coast Guard personnel and equipment, including construction of the service's first heavy icebreaker in more than 40 years. He says he hopes that icebreaker, or one of the five others that have been proposed, will be based out of an Alaska port, perhaps the new deepwater port that's been proposed for the Bering Sea. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.